her 12 years as a Virgin Atlantic flight attendant, Mandy Smith experienced the good, the bad, and the naughty. She candidly serves up the story of her life as a trolley dolly in Cabin Fever, the sizzling secrets of a Virgin flight attendant. Welcome, Mandy, and thanks for stopping by the Book Report.
Oh, you're welcome. It's lovely to meet you.
What made you try out to be a Virgin flight attendant?
I was actually working in engineering at the time, and I'd been there for 3 years and got quite bored working in an office environment. So one of the engineers said to me, why don't you try to go and be an air hostess, as his wife was an air hostess for British Airways. And he said, I'm sure you'll love it. It's, you know, it would suit your personality and you'd have lots of fun. And while you're young, you should travel a bit more. And I just thought, yeah, I'm going to go for it. So I did.
When did you first meet Richard Branson and what was he like?
I guess I first met him when we were on the, when I worked in engineering on the ground, because he used to be in the meetings and he would always be at the bar. There was a bar in the head office and headquarters, so he was, you know, quite generous. He'd be buying drinks for everyone after work and stuff, because the bar opened up at 5:30 when the offices closed. I met him then and he was always very generous.
What year was that?
Probably 96, 97. Started.
All right. Tell us about Galley FM. I loved reading about it.
Oh, Galley FM is just our little, it's like a little gossip. We can hear about different people and different things. And sometimes I've even been known to set off my own little rumors just to see how quickly they'll come back to me.
You traveled everywhere. What were your top three destinations and why?
Oh, definitely Cape Town and San Francisco and, probably say the Caribbean, St. Lucia. And Cape Town is just one of those places that has everything that you could possibly need there. I mean, the rand, which is their currency, was so good with the dollar, you know, the exchange rate. You'd get so much for your money that the shopping was fantastic. There are lots of mountainous regions, so you can go hiking, or, you know, there's Table Mountain, which just watch the sunset over there. There's beaches, there's Stellenbosch, which is their vineyard area. It was just one beautiful place, and the food is spectacular. But it's very similar to San Francisco in a way, because, again, they've got the whole vineyard area, which and the shopping's fantastic. And, you know, just that whole Castro's area down in San Francisco is amazing.
Have things changed since flight attendants continued to work in their 40s and 50s? And how has the industry changed?
I guess it's changed in respect to people with a little bit more responsibility and experience within their job and their role, which is good, I think. You know, it's always good to have a high turnover of young staff to keep the company energetic and vibrant and at the forefront of innovation. But when it comes to experience, you can't really buy that. And in situations where cabin crew might be needed, that's invaluable.
You write so poignantly about 9/11 and its aftermath. What was your experience during those very dark days?
Oh, it was very, very strange for me to think that I'd personally affected whether somebody would live or die from going to work that day. Because I don't know if I wrote it in the book or not, actually, but the girl that I swapped the trip with, I can't remember what I've called her in the book, but she's a good friend of mine. Obviously, I don't want to say her real name, but she was seeing one of the bankers that worked in the towers, and he took the day off to visit with her because I'd swapped the trip with her. So she then went to New York and he had the day off, and had she not gone to New York to see him, he would have been at work that day. He's, you know, very strange that to feel that. Oh, that just gives me shivers now thinking about it. You know, if we hadn't have swapped trips, then he might not be around today, bless him.
We're speaking with Mandy Smith on the Book Report. Are there armed marshals now on most international flights?
I think on certain flights there are, and you know, we don't get to know who they are as cabin crew because we don't if we knew who they were, we'd probably give them special treatment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As you do, we all look after each other. So we're not told who they are anymore. So, you know, so we don't get to pick them out from the crowd. They just kind of blend in with the passengers. But, yeah, certain airlines have them on every single flight.
Wow. Okay, were there any celebrity passengers you remember fondly? And can you share some stories?
Oh, lots of celebrity stories that I remember fondly, because they were, you know, most celebs are lovely, and it's just lovely to meet them and, you know, find out that people you've been watching the telly are just normal people. They're not, you know, they're not this unattainable nasty person or whatever you thought they were. They're lovely people. And I think one person that really is exactly as I'd imagine him to be would be Patrick Swayze.
Hmm.
Such a gentleman, such a nice, adorable person. You know, he was so sweet. And he was really sweet because he was on the phone, because we've got the phones in upper class that you can call the ground on. So he was on the phone to one of his friends, and they were saying, I'm actually on the plane right now, I'm talking to you on the plane. And he was just so sweet and adorable that he was quite a person. It's lovely.
Okay, so here's a tough question. Would you like your daughter to become a flight attendant?
Do you know, I've been asked this before, and as obviously I'm a parent now, so that scares the living daylights out of me that my daughter will get my itchy feet and, you know, my urge to travel, because my whole family have done this. You know, my auntie did the same thing. She went off traveling on her own when she was 16, and I've been off traveling on my own around the world, you know, just on standby by myself, as well as working for Virgin. So she probably will get that itchy feet when she's a lot older, and I'd love her to do this, because it's one of those jobs that you can allow them to go and travel the world, and you know that she's not going to be in danger, she's not going to get mugged. You know, like when you're traveling on your own, and the girls take a year out, usually after university now or college, and, you know, they do these year outs, and you don't know where they are and whether they're being looked after. But if they're flight attendants, you know, they're staying at five-star hotels, they've got people to pick up their luggage for them. You know, it's a good way for your children to travel the world, I think, as a parent, looking at it from that perspective.
Hmm. Any final thoughts about cabin fever?
I guess it's just, I'd just like to say that it's one of those books that's based on my experience and my stories, and I've written it in a memoir, but it's as a chick lit style, so it's quite a fast and fun read. So it's not meant to be a serious book, it's not meant to offend anyone, but it's out there, and it's just going to be fun to read and take on holiday with you for the beach.
Well, I can affirm that it was so much fun. I actually read it on an airplane in one trip. Mandy, thank you so much for joining us today. The book was really fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.